Hello, and welcome to Cromford's Casual Collection. Basically, Cromford's assortment on a more relaxed schedule. In this edition of the programme, my long overdue tribute to an old musical friend. A bit of 1930s musical archaeology in Dig the Dig. A fly on the wall segment recorded at Mrs. Eastworth's house. And the latest news on the Cromford front. But first, here's your horoscope for the next 21 days. Harries, the Welshman. Next week, Venus is in direct conjunction with Mars, a phenomenon we astrologers call Vars. So cancel that raft trip up the Mekong and start growing your beard on the chin of a trusted friend. Five people called Laszlo will soon try to befriend you on Facebook. Lucky number, anything odd in the 50s. Tourist, the Prawn. The 8th is a good day for breathing in twice as much as you breathe out. You could be in for a dizzy night, so keep a close eye on your pillow and don't answer your phone if it doesn't ring. Around the 10th of the month, buy a new glove. Lucky shoe size, 78. Jiminy, the Cricket. Uranus is high in your own house this month. If you're a proofreader, make sure you don't neglect your significant otter in your pursuit of perfection. Hugh Jackman will be trying not to think about you again after the 14th. Lucky Scrabble word, Quetzals. Quetzals. Panzer, the Armoured Division. After the roller coaster ride of the last 15 months, it's time to see what life is like among the Dodgems. Someone with the initials HMRC will take a keen interest in you after the 11th. Be careful, their attentions may be too good to be true. Lucky vowel, E. Cleo, the Needle. A cautious few weeks ahead for you, Cleo. The constellation No Mates is in a trine with Vars, indicating that you should avoid wearing pink trousers around the new moon. Keep a cardigan handy for unexpected guests and avoid wearing any trousers at all around the moon's first quarter. Lucky doorknob, the glassware cabinet. Vigo, the Mortensen. You've been trying too hard to please everyone in recent months. Now is the time to sit back, take stock, and realize that you are the most important spanner in the works, that you really are rubbish at pleasing everyone. Jupiter Rising says hello again. Why are you ignoring him? Lucky smell, geraniums. Liberace, the Scales. If your father was a light bulb and your mother was a lens, you might have an inbuilt tendency to project onto other people. The 13th is a good day to begin a new cycle with a new attitude. Cock your head when dealing with doorstep traders. Lucky ailment, total sanity. Scrumpio, the Apple. A nagging itch in the creases behind your knees is a possible sign that someone is thinking weird things about you. Did you recently overtip your personal shopper? Try to reach closure by the middle of the month. Lucky landmass, Baffin Island. Soggy Terriers, the Paddling Dogs. You will most likely spend 3 weeks unaccountably smelling of creosote, but this is only to be expected, with your ruling planet Neptune on the ascendant in Scrumpio. A tip, you'll find that mislaid coin purse in the last place you look. Lucky pudding, egg custard. Capsicum, the Nightshade. Beware the Ides of March. But hey, as it's September, and pleasure-loving capsicum wouldn't know an eyed if it got up and filleted you, don't worry about it. Tangerine is your ideal colour for these weeks, and a distant cousin who's been much on your mind will become gradually older as the moon waxes. Lucky shellfish, the next whelk. Look where he is, the Wally. A personality as complex as yours can't be pigeonholed. You crave seances and exorcisms, alcopops and strimmers. You believe you're the only human being in a world of sock puppets. You always want the loudest shirts, the quietest tummy, the freshest breath, and the stinkiest sprouts. Be as happy as the next person, because that next person might just be you. Lucky Belgian, Audrey Hepburn. Pie cheese, the ploughman's lunch. This is a month of rare opportunities for you. If your career takes you from door to door, expect strangers to cock their heads at you a lot and offer you cardigans. Compliment them if they're not wearing pink trousers. You should consider a change of direction. Have you thought of becoming an astrologer? Lucky nipple, the left one. So, what have I been doing while I wasn't making a programme? Well, dealing with a couple of musical itches, really. Itch number two I'll talk about in the next edition. But itch number one is a thing that's been on my spike for about 4 years. In 2016, I had a go at writing a symphony. Take that look off your face, it's true. I'd got the transcription software and a few melody lines knocking around. Thought I'd cannibalise a few of my unrealised songs, and I basically just sketched out four movements and then slogged through a complete orchestration. In the software, it sounded pretty good. A bit conservative, maybe, but not bad for starters. And then I contacted all sorts of serious music bods to ask if they'd help me to get it ready for performance by a real orchestra. And nobody would. And no one would tell me why, either. Imagine the frustration. So, a couple of weeks ago, I bought an online Udemy course in orchestration. And already, I've learnt enough to know that my 2016 symphony is totally unplayable as it stands, so I have to redraft it from scratch. There are writing assignments on this course, and as a matter of interest, here's what I did for my first one. It's a tune from my song cycle about the moon called The Ancient Pull, and this piece, a song describing Neil Armstrong's descent to the Sea of Tranquility, is scored for violin, viola, pizzicato cello, and pizzicato double bass. And that's enough of that. Now, this. Hopefully, sparing his blushes when he hears this, I'd like to celebrate now the talents of a bloke I used to know when we were in Sussex together. His name was Andy. He was mainly a guitarist, bassist and singer, but he also picked up flute, glockenspiel and piano. And to this day, he's the finest musical collaborator I've ever had. We first teamed up in 2008 on the open mic scene in Brighton and Hove. And I was going through a rough patch at the time, and Andy had just started to teach himself the flute. And we got talking, and we found that our musical tastes were very similar. and it doesn't seem to have taken very long at all before we'd worked up a few unusual covers to show off. Listen to this. That's Hands of the Priestess from Steve Hackett's first album, Voyage of the Acolyte. When we played it, Andy would cover the electric guitar choruses on Glockenspiel, which made for some pretty nifty switching of instruments, as you can imagine. It must have looked good to the audience. But that's not the first thing we worked up. No, the first one was something that I'd wanted to perform since I was 13. I'd had the guitar part worked out for years, but I could never find a flautist. And then, when Andy started learning to play the flute, he wanted to perform it, but he couldn't find a guitarist who was willing. I was definitely willing. It used to be a real kick to watch the drinkers' heads whip round when we launched into this.
Thank you.
House of the King by Focus. And we also did their track, Love Remembered. And I haven't finished singing Andy's praises by a long chalk yet. There'll be a bit more later. Now you can be a fly on Mrs. Eastworth's wall.
Well, this is nice. It'll be lovely to have you home again, Clinton. My only son, back under me roof.
Hey, thank you, Mum. It's nice to be coming back. Mind, it shouldn't be for too long. Just until I find another house.
Hey, you're welcome to stay as long as you need to, son. Don't pick your nose, there's a good lad.
Oh, sorry, Mum. I don't want to start getting under your feet, though, Mum.
Don't you worry about that. To be honest, I'll be glad of the company, because I don't get out and about very much. These days there's just me and Mr. Giggleswick, and I hardly ever see him. He's always in and out.
Who's Mr. Giggleswick?
My lodger. An Australian gentleman. I thought I'd mentioned him to you, Clinton.
You've taken in a lodger?
Times are getting very hard, Clinton. I wasn't going to ask you for help, so I've turned your old room into a little bedsit.
Hey, Mum!
Mr. Giggleswick's been with me for, about a month now. Quiet, gentleman. Very clean. No trouble at all.
But, Mum, if he's got my room, where are you going to put me up?
Well, you've got your dad's old room, of course.
Oh.
You'll be snug as a bug in there.
Yes, I will, won't I?
You can start wearing some of the stuff in his wardrobe. It's about time they had some wear.
Mum, I might look prematurely middle-aged, but I am only 31.
I'm perfectly aware of that, Clinton.
I don't think I'm ready for baggy-bottom corduroy trousers and tweed jackets just yet.
Well, what about the waders?
Waders? I've never been angling in me life.
No, but you can wear them while you're cleaning out the ponds at your old house. What was that stuff again?
Powdered chocolate Nesquik.
Well, there you are. You don't want to get that all over your jeans, do you?
Eh, that man was utterly evil. Me poor fish.
Never mind, it's all in the past now.
Aye.
Don't bite your nails, there's a good lad.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, getting to exchange of contracts was a relief. I've just got 2 or 3 more weeks there while I sort stuff out.
Well, you can bring any of your small stuff here. It can all go in the garage. But, Clinton, I have to insist on this. I won't have that gun of yours in this house.
Mum?
I'm serious, son. That gun would give me the willies. I don't know what possessed you to want it.
Mum, I won that gun. It's the only prize I've ever won.
You won it? What sort of competition gives out 44 Magnum handguns as prizes?
Tic-tac, Mum. It's a tic-tac dispenser. It's not a real Magnum. It can't fire bullets.
It certainly looks frightening enough for a gun that's not real.
Aye, that's why it comes in very handy for challenging bullies when I'm out and about.
Oh, well, all right then. Just be careful with it, that's all. Would you like some more Swiss rolls, son?
No, thanks, Mum. I've had enough to eat. And you needn't think you can start feeding me up as soon as I've moved back in, either.
Oh, Clinton, a few extra ounces aren't going to hurt you. You could do with it. Oh, that must be Mr. Giggleswick. Just come back. Mr. Giggleswick, is that you?
Well, it ain't Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, that's for sure.
Don't spit your tea out, Clinton. There's a good lad. Mr. Giggleswick, have you got a moment?
Yep. Just let me take my boots off.
Oh, no. Clinton!
I know that voice. It's American. Mum, I thought you said he was Australian.
Oh, Australian, American. You know they're all the same to me. Mr. Giggleswick, come in and meet my son. You'll be seeing quite a lot of him soon.
Is that so? Well, I'm right glad to meet... Oh, hell.
I don't believe this.
Oh, do you two know each other then?
Well, this is outstanding.
Back in 2008, when arch muso Andy threw in his lot with my wife Carol and me, there were suddenly lots of possibilities. Unsuspecting boozers might be faced with our version of Jethro Tull's Living in the Past. Admittedly, that one does get done to death. But we also covered another Tull classic. With Carol and me on recorder and tin whistle, respectively, and Andy on guitar and vocals, we managed to nail this one. Here's Jethro Tull with Mother Goose.
As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, I came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose as she was screaming. And a foreign student said to me, was it really true? There are elephants and lions too in Piccadilly Circus. Walked down by the bathing pond to try and catch some sun. Saw at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy. And a bearded lady said to me, if you start your raving and you're misbehaving, you'll be sorry. Yeah. And the chicken fancier came to play with his long red beard and his sister's witch to drive the lorry. And green, I popped them in their hose. 4 and 20 laborers were laboring and digging up their clothes. I don't believe they knew that I was Long John Silver. Scarecrow make his rounds in his jet's black mech, which he won't to get back, stole it from a snowman. As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose as she was screaming. Must have been at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy.
On the other hand, with Andy and Carol on flute and recorder, Carol on lead vocal, me on guitar, and all of us on harmony vocals, we pulled off I Talk to the Wind by King Crimson. Here they are.
Said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind.
And of course, it's sod's law that of all the countless times Andy and I performed together, or that the three of us did anything in public, no bugger ever recorded us. You'll just have to take my word for how good it all was. And more again on that later. Now, let's dig the dig. This neglected little nugget is from 1936, it's by the Harlem Hamfats, and it's unashamedly rude. Lewd, even. The title says it all, especially when you substitute the obvious word in your mind. Let's get drunk and truck.
A gang of beer, a Coca-Cola and a word of cheer. bothered by rehab. Let's get drunk and trust. I know your other man is out of town. My other woman, she's not around. Now it's time to break 'em down. Let's get drunk and trust. If we should accidentally get too high to go home, I've got an extra dollar to buy us all some cone. Plenty of kisses and other fun. Another gallon to wake up on. So it's nothing to be waiting on. Let's get drunk and trust. I know your other man is out of town. My other woman, she's not around. Now it's time to break 'em down. Let's get drunk and trust. If we should accidentally get too high to go home, I've got an extra dollar to buy us all some cone. Plenty of kisses and other fun. Another gallon to wake up on. So it doesn't need to be waiting on. Let's get drunk and trust.
That's glorious. There's a little more to say in celebration of Andy, my old partner in Prague. Something else that connected us was our liking for wacky time signatures, and they don't come much wackier than this last example. It was a piece I'd never heard before. Andy had always wanted to perform it, so I learnt it, and I remember every time we played it, I used to be whispering new count-ins for the sections like a demented thing. But by God, we nailed it. And Andy played his heart out. Just flute and guitar, but I think we did Camel Proud with our version of this Super Twister. Randy, thanks so much for all these memories, mate. I hope you're keeping well, still extending yourself as a musician. Since we were working together, I've come to realise how rare it is to find a grassroots muso with a truly adventurous soul, and I've suffered as a result. You're probably one of a kind, Andy. Keep on keeping on. Cheers, mate. And that's all I have for you this time around. If you enjoyed it, look out and listen out for the next edition in 3 weeks' time, the 24th of September. In the meantime, it's still a mighty confusing world out there. Sane, safe and well are the things you should stay. Bye for now. Cromford's Casual Collection was conceived, assembled and presented by me, Paul Cromford. I don't own the music of Jethro Tull, King Crimson, Focus, Camel, Steve Hackett, the Harlem Hamfats or Harry Revel. I just borrowed it all to entertain you. Apologies also to Harry Revel for calling his tune Lunar Blues a few weeks ago. It is of course Radar Blues, of course it is. Title and incidental music was by me. This was a Paul Cromford production to keep showing you signs of life.